Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Allison Verspill. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about Labor Day travel, specifically at airports. And if your plans do include flying somewhere, you might notice that security lines may be just a little bit shorter. This is after the TSA scrapped a requirement that people remove their shoes while being screened. So my first question is, the government started making people remove their shoes after someone, of course, smuggled explosives on a plane in his shoes. Why is the government changing that rule now?
So in talking with government officials and safety experts, you know, they say, you know, it's about time to revisit these rules because technology has gotten better since 2001, which is when that shoe bomber issue had occurred. You know, explicitly, like, the machines that people go through are better. There are different layers of security now than there were back in 2001. So that's why they say it's okay to maybe look back at these rules again.
All right. A lot's changed in over 20 years of improving flying security technology. Why is it that it seems like from airport to airport, the rules change just a little bit? I know that at SFO, I have not always been asked to remove my shoes. Some airports don't ask you to take your laptop out.
No, it's true. And the laptop issue in particular, you know, some of these airports have these new 3D scanners, they're CT machines. And so those are basically, you're allowed to, you can look at an image and you can kind of turn it around in 3D. So where a laptop, you know, and an older machine might be covering things and it might be hard to see underneath, these new machines kind of prevent that. So you may have, you know, those new scanners are rolled out in some airports, but not others. So you may be able to have a little bit lax rules kind of depending on where you are. Though I do know the laptop rule, I was talking with an official recently who said, you know, that is another thing that they're looking at kind of across the board. So potentially more to come there as well.
Okay. Well, that does make sense. And talk about liquids. We've been limited to, I believe it's three. How many ounces can we take currently?
No more than 3.4 ounces.
3.4. Okay. And that may be changing?
And that may be changing. So I was talking to the acting deputy administrator for the TSA yesterday, actually. And, you know, what he said is that they didn't have an announcement quite then, but that they are expecting they will have an announcement in the near future on liquids. This is a high priority for the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem. She's talked about it a lot. We do see the UK has been trying out higher liquid limits and two airports in particular. You can now bring up to 2 liters of liquid, which is a big change. So something that they're looking at and something that we could be getting an announcement on very soon.
Okay. What's the downside to this? I mean, there could be an explosive liquid in one of those bottles, but it sounds like that possibility is not as big a concern as speeding pedestrian traffic through these checkpoints?
No, it's a good question. And it's one that, you know, in talking with experts, they've said, you know, the liquids issue is a little bit more complicated, right, than the shoe issue, a little bit more of an active threat. But they do say with these new 3D scanners that I was talking about before, you can also put algorithms, different algorithms into them that are better at detecting explosives and potential threats. So they say that's one thing that has changed to get them to relook at that rule. But in talking with experts, they say, you know, anytime you roll back any of these things, you are adding more risk into the system. And it's just going to depend on, as the TSA continues to study this, you know, is that a manageable risk where we can, you know, have this new efficiency where people can get through faster? Or is the risk too high and they have to abandon the plan?
It's a delicate balancing act. One more question in our last 30 seconds. Talk about biometrics and how that might speed things up at the airport.
Yes. So biometrics, they're definitely increasing the use of that with TSA. A lot of what we're seeing is the use of facial recognition. A lot of that is with PreCheck and Clear members currently. But I will say there is a bit of pushback on Capitol Hill right now. There's been attempts at legislation to put some more guardrails around that. And so we could see, as Congress comes back from their August recess, we could see that pick up a little bit more and some of those debates playing out on Capitol Hill.
All right. Allison Verspill at Bloomberg, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.